Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And let's take you down there to Campos Marina where they got those excellent shrimp down there and talk to Robbie Campo. Robbie, did you pack your turkey sandwich left over from the weekend this morning?
Man, I'm still stuffed from Thursday, buddy. It was so good. I tell you, Don, if I eat another thing, you stick a pin in me, I might fly across and miss the go to over the lake. I mean, I'm stuffed, buddy. I mean, still stuffed.
I was looking around at some of these turkey records, you know, and because I know you're a turkey hunter, and the biggest turkey I could find, wild turkey that is, was David Cody, killed an eastern wild turkey in Kentucky back in 2015, 37.61 pounds, a wild turkey. Can you believe that?
Well, I killed one last year that was 28, so that was a heck of a bird, but no, I don't think I ever saw a 30-plus pound turkey. And the only place down that I know that they grow that big is a goose turkey right in that Mexico border. But I tell you, that's a big bird.
The biggest goulds I could find was a little over 29 pounds, so that's a monster turkey. But, you know, none of those come even close to the largest turkey that was ever recorded. This was a tame turkey, a domestic turkey. Guess what the weight was? 86 pounds. His name was Tyson, named after the boxer.
Well, I saw one on Facebook a while back that was 63. It was a tame turkey. It was 63 pounds. A girl's got. I don't know where in the world, but 63 pound of that. And I said that is a big old bird. So, but I tell you, Don, talking about birds, these guys are banging these ducks, man. I can't get over. You know, because it was so hot in the first part of the season here, and.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We had this little front come through, and, you know, this is kind of duck hunting weather, you know. So, I mean, they did good Wednesday, Thursday with ducks, you know, because people duck hunting early Thanksgiving morning. I got a bunch of duck hunters going this morning. Hopefully they get on them today. But you remember last week we talked about the model duck thing?
Yeah,
It wasn't open until, you know, for the first 15 days.
Correct.
You would not believe how many people come up to me and said, thank you for bringing this up. And I'm like, I didn't bring it up. I brought it up because somebody killed some. Don brought it up that they wasn't allowed to shoot them. I said, so for the first 15 days, people read your guidelines because you don't want to be out there. And let me tell you, you get a ticket from wildlife, it ain't just go to St. Bernard Courthouse and pay this or wherever.
No.
You got to go to federal courthouse now. And look, it's more of a pain in the butt than it is anything else, but know what you're doing when you're out there. I had several people come up to me and go, I didn't know, Don.
No.
You know, I'm in this Marine.
And you're in the business.
I would know, and I didn't know. I had
right.
no idea that you couldn't shoot a model duck. So people read your guidelines before you go out there and just know what you can shoot, what you can't shoot, and you know, avoid problems and stay out of trouble because you will get ticketed. I promise you that. So just know what you're doing.
Right, those are migratory bird offenses. They're also
exactly
federal
right.
offenses, so you got to go to federal court. And, you know, I would partially blame Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Of course, it's the responsibility of hunters and fishermen to know, but you really had to kind of dig in to find it. I don't know that they made it highly publicized enough because that's a big change, you know, to go zero for first 15 days. It's a technical thing, and I could understand if somebody did make the mistake, possibly the agents might write them a warning ticket on it if they knew that it was unintentional. You know, if people say, well, here's what I got, and they're not trying to conceal it or hide it, that kind of shows you that it was an honest mistake. But better to know, and I'm glad everybody is finally getting the word on it, but they'll almost be legal pretty soon. But 15 days of the first part of the season. In fact, last week I mentioned you might have to have an attorney sitting next to you in the blind, and I had an attorney texting in and said, hey, maybe this is a sideline I could do. So.
Well, you know, we got two more days, and then flounder season opens back up.
Yeah, that's good news.
Maybe these guys will be able to catch a flounder start. I think starting Monday, right? If I'm not
Monday, right?
Monday.
They'll be back.
So that Monday, but you know, Don, yesterday we had 15, 18 mile an hour winds here yesterday. It blew really hard out of the north. We didn't see a whole lot of fish caught yesterday. A few people did stumble across some. Seems to me like they did better along that Rosita Hope Bay Lagoon area, back of Grand Lagoon, going towards Petan. They did better in that area than they did on my side over here, you know, in Mystigo. Mystigo was rough yesterday. There was very few places that you could go to get out of wind. But nevertheless, you know, people caught a lot of mixed boxes yesterday. I saw a lot of freshwater cats. I saw some bass. I saw speckled trout, plenty white trout. I think this white trout thing is really starting to take off, Don, since, you know, the regulations on speckled trout are, you know, are 13 inches now, and seems to me like everybody's catching 12 and still catching 12 and a half and 12 and 7/8 and 12 and 5/8 and whatever, you know. They, when you put them on an integrity stick, they're just not making the 13-inch mark. So this white trout thing is starting to catch on, and people are catching some really, really nice white trout. And up at Violet, in the hole in Violet by Martellus Castle, and also down here by the Hopedale Dam, I mean, some pretty ones. I'm talking, I saw a white trout that was 17, 18, 20 inches long, so that's good fish. I mean, and And I tell you the truth, they eat just as good as a speckled trout. So don't listen to all these myths that, you know, they're trash fish and all that other stuff, because they're not. So, but I think the wind this morning is, it's calm, but we got about maybe a 3 or 4 mile an hour east wind blowing, a little, you know, just a light easterly breeze this morning. So it's supposed to pick up to maybe 8 to 10 miles an hour after the sun comes up out of the east, from what I'm hearing. And it might pick up more than that. I don't know, but that's what I'm hearing, that it's going to be 8 to 10 miles an hour or so. But nevertheless, your ticket for today is find some clean water. So if you're going to go back up in that Stump Lagoon area, or you're going to head out in the Bluffy Marsh, I think you could still catch some, you know. And it seems to me, Don, the more, you know, the concentration of decent trout, a keeper trout, I should say, is coming out of that Lake Eugene area, at Bob's Lake area, you know, still on a moisture reefs out there. And today is going to be, this morning is going to be your morning to do that, if that's where you're headed. I think Stump Lagoon will be good this morning. You're going to have to find clean water, because yesterday it was dirty. Now, the water in the bayou here is crystal clear this morning. You could see 2 feet down. And, when we, you know, cleaning the tanks a few minutes ago, it was crystal clear. So hopefully that's for all over. You know what I mean? So if it's clear here, and it was like chocolate milk in this bayou yesterday. So hopefully the marsh has settled down, and find some clean water and you will catch some fish.
Very good. How's the shrimp holding out? Live bait.
The tanks are full. All you got to do is hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us. We got buku shrimp here, so we're not in any threat of running out of those guys. We got plenty of them, so plenty of shrimp. We got, you know, clean water, and come on down. It's a little bit cool. Bundle up and go fishing.
Yep, going to be some sunshine out there later on to kind of warm things up, and everybody needs to get out there and be careful. It's a big weekend, you know, this post-Thanksgiving weekend. A lot of people going to be fishing and hunting. Thanks for the report, as always, Robbie. I meant to stop and see you down there. I had a duck hunting trip in Delacroix Wednesday, but, man, the time just went by, and I didn't have time to stop by and see you. So hopefully I can get down there within the next couple of weeks and say hello. I got a thing coming up next Tuesday, I believe, about a restoration project, ribbon cutting, and I may make it down there, and I'll stop in and see you.
Okay, good deal. Hope to see you soon, Don.
Okay, Robbie. Thank you. Robbie Campo, right, Campo's right. Marina, bye-bye. Shell Beach. As he says, hang the left when you cross the Wycloski Bridge. All right, coming back, I'm getting a lot of people telling me about what their favorite wild game dish is. If you've got one, text it to us, 504-260-1870, and it'll come right here to the studio, and we'll be back to talk about that, my duck hunting trip, and lots of more fishing reports. That's what we do right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.